T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 8:32 and 25 seconds on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, and Brian Rascona, Susumu Iraqi, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. And it'll be a 4.5 hour Thursday schmooze right up until JJ after dark at 1 on your fan, New York City. Well, we're going to do something at the very beginning here, and let me warn you that this can be and probably will be very emotional. If there is a box of Kleenex nearby, grab it. And maybe I'll do my best. I'm a professional. I'm working in New York City. I'm talking to the best audience that any sports talk show host can be talking to. And I'll try to get through this. I may need your help. I may have to take a break and gather myself, but I'm going to do my best to get through this. And I hope you can help. It was very emotional this morning, such that it could bring, if not wet eyes, certainly enough to moisten the eyes and maybe for some real tears rolling down the cheeks. And I think you already know from what I'm talking about. A number of them spoke today, and you could feel their pain. You could hear them speaking from the heart, speaking with such sincerity, expressing their remorse and their regret. They know they will carry this for the rest of their lives, knowing they will never be the same, wearing the scarlet letters that spell A-S-T-R-O-S, and hoping that if we don't forget what they did, all of us, including New York Yankee fans, we're going to forgive them for wanting so bad to win. And Yankee fans, you know and I know, we all know they are a forgiving lot. Since the story broke, they have been candid and honest and forthright about what they knew, when they knew it, and how to use it, thanks to the Godfather. And we know every member of the team appreciates what Mike Fiers did. The wake-up call for a team now promising to never do it again, promising to move forward in the right way. This a reminder in knowing right from wrong. The owner, he spoke today, and bless his heart, like a true authority figure, and you know his heart was breaking when he told us that none of this sign stealing did not impact the team. And of course, as an owner, you have to take him at his word, since he was unknowing with what was happening. I mean, he's upstairs in his office. They're down on the field. What does he know? Some players, they spoke today. You heard from Bregman. You heard from Altuve. And we know Altuve did not take off his shirt. And there's a good guess here. He didn't take off his shirt that time because of some Band-Aids covering some unwanted scratches probably caused when playing with as many cats as he has at home. And yes, he's got at least double digits with the cats. And you got to love him because he loves animals. Justin Verlander. You know what he had to say. You know he wanted to do more. You know he had those urges to speak up, and we know he will the next time. Accountability, responsibility, remorse, honesty, and sincerity all on display today. And listening to what they had to say requires, as I alluded to a few moments ago, a box of Kleenex. And we're going to listen. And I hope you do have the box of Kleenex handy, because speaking out today showed how much integrity, and not just integrity, but courage as well, and credibility that they all have. So as you listen, you'll realize, as I did, how emotional today has to be for the Houston Astros.
Last month, when MLB announced the penalties to the Houston Astros, I issued an apology to our fans and the city of Houston. I want to say again how sorry our team is for what happened.
What you told me was just another lie.
I want to also repeat that this will never happen again on my watch. We have two men of great character leading our baseball operation, and they continue our commitment to Houston and make them proud off the field.
What you told me was just another lie.
MLB did their investigation, and you know they didn't find anything. You know they found what they found in 2017. They really good investigated. Obviously, they did an investigation on you know the buzzer. They didn't find anything, so, you know, when you said you don't believe that I didn't have a buzzer, you don't believe in what MLB investigates.
There's no excuse to that. We were wrong for everything we did in 2017. It's not what we stand for. It's not what we want to portray as an organization, and we're definitely wrong about all that, and we really feel really sorry.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
What you told me was just another lie.
We did it. We're here today. We feel bad about it. Like I said, people make mistakes, and you know, we have to learn from this.
Altuve buzzing during the interview. Take the stuff off already. All right, you know we were dripping with a little bit of sarcasm there. You know we were being a little bit with the tongue in cheek there. All these guys, first of all, they make bad to worse. All these guys had to say was, we know right from wrong, and we did wrong. We regret getting caught. And now we can move forward as best we can. That's all they had to say in so many words. Now, you're not going to like them any better, especially if you're a Yankee fan. And you're not going to like these guys any better because you know they took a possible championship away from you. So, you know that if they had said, hey, we regret getting caught, and went on from there, you know you were hearing some honesty. But you didn't hear that today. You heard more of the cover-up. You heard more of Nixon and his staff after Watergate. Aroldis Chapman, and you know what he had to say today. He was very diplomatic, calling Altuve's 2019 actions suspicious. Did Altuve know what was coming? Two words, of course. These guys, these players won a World Series. They got the ring. They got the bonus for going all the way. Some got new contracts. more money was made for the team, more season tickets, more cars to park, more food to sell. The rich got richer and then got caught. A-Rod, he lied and cheated for so long, you wonder if it began in high school, and some believe it did. So the question is, does crime pay? Does lying and cheating pay? Well, for some it does, no doubt. So what is the message? And we're always so righteously so asking, what is the message for the young? And forget that matter, the middle age, the older than that, and the old altogether. Well, is it doing the right thing to begin with? Is it the thrill of beating the system, the challenge to get away with it? Is it going as far as you can without getting caught? And if caught, is it a small price to pay for what you've made cheating? It's risk and reward, and plenty will take the risk. Is it worth the price to pay if only your reputation and character are stained and tainted for the rest of your life? Will anybody trust them again or believe anything they have to say? For these Astros, they will have and should have that asterisk right there with their Astro number. Verlander and McCann, at least those two, but maybe the only two, said they wish they had spoken up. Do you believe that? And you wonder what they really think of Mike Fiers, who did. What you might have heard today from the Astros made Breaking Bad worse. You can't take away their World Series win, but baseball maybe could have extended the punishment a little bit longer. They could have taken away any postseason play for a year, maybe 2 years, making risk and reward all the more riskier. And if you think the Astros and other teams as well will stop cheating, you would be foolish to think that, becoming the fool on the hill. Teams will build a better mousetrap, or at least they'll try to. Teams will reinvent the wheel, at least they will try to, and will challenge the system again. Cheating has been and will continue to be. The true regret, sad to say, is getting caught. All right, we will take your calls right up until 1 o'clock, and everything is on the table. You could say we're all Astroed out, and we kind of are. We need games. Brian Rascona and Sus on the other side of the glass, they will agree with me, and you too. We need games, and they will come soon enough. They could have come yesterday. But today and probably tomorrow, something new with this scandal that will not go away. And again, they will wear, like the number on their back, scarlet, the scarlet letter for the rest of their lives, the shame of it all. And of course, what we heard today wasn't so with sincerity, wasn't so with the honesty, that's for sure. Making a bad situation worse with trying to convince us they feel remorse when we know they don't. 1-877-337-6666. And we'll call it a Thursday Schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 1 on your Fan New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.